It's really hard to describe in words, Peter. When I saw the former list of winners, Roger Bannister being the first winner, Arnold Palmer certainly jumped out. Never thought I'd win the same award as Stan the Man Musial. So, and not to mention the great list of football players. So, Billie Jean King. It's really special that just a couple of years ago, my good friend Coach Pat Summitt won it. So, good to have some University of Tennessee blood. But it's a tremendous honor. I'm not sure I deserve it and I'm worthy of it, but I gratefully accept this special honor. It's one I'll always treasure and cherish. Well, it means a great deal, and for one, I really accept this award on behalf of a lot of people that have helped me. I realize that being injured and coming back from that injury and playing is probably a large reason why I received this award, and it's just a great way to show how grateful I am for all the people that have helped me and supported me, my family, my teammates, coaches, on many different levels, college coaches, pro coaches, and teammates. And so I really accept that on behalf of them. And I do feel that my comeback has inspired some people. I've received letters saying that, and it's good to know that that those people are working harder and doing better because maybe I've given them some hope. It's very special. Coach Fox recognized me today at practice, and I just wanted to take a few minutes, and I stepped up and just thanked all of them for really welcoming me 2 years ago to Denver. And helping make my transition as smooth as possible. I'll always be indebted to my teammates, to our coaches, the support staff, trainers, equipment guys here in Denver. These past 2 years have been life-changing for me, and the folks here in Denver and the Denver Broncos sure have helped my transition be smooth, and I'll always be grateful and appreciative of that, and I thank them for that today.